Welcome to Charmaine Wilson, the Australian Medium Podcast.
Good morning and welcome to my podcast. And I'm just going to start this week off by saying, when their memory brings you peace instead of pain, you know you're healing. And I hope that many of you are starting to heal. Now, but how do you heal? And I've been through so many things over the past couple of years with these podcasts about how to heal, but let's just go through them again because I know a lot of you feel very unhealed. And I want to talk about ways that you can heal. But first of all, I want to talk to you about ways that are not going to be very conducive to your healing. And this doesn't just go for grief. This goes for relationship breakups, any things that are really a deep and personal situation. Now, what I have seen in my travels as a medium and psychic is that a lot of people, as soon as they have a problem, say their husband is not what they expect or they're having trouble within their family, they go racing off to the nearest tarot card reader to see if things are going to get better. And while I understand that you're doing this because you want to see if things are going to go a bit better, I really don't think it's wise to trust someone you have met for 5 minutes with such important life decisions that you may be needing to make. I truly remember one day before I was an established medium, occasionally, like this is way back in 2002, occasionally somebody would come to me and they would ask me some life direction questions. I remember one woman in particular, and she was not happy with her husband, and she wanted me to tell her that her husband wasn't going to get any better and that she was within in every right to leave him. But you see, I said no. I said, that is my decision. That is not my decision to tell you. I was quite flabbergasted, actually, that people actually go to psychics to ask about decisions like that. In my heart, I knew she'd already made the decision to leave him. But if she could just put that on a psychic that she saw, if she could just say that a psychic said things were never going to get better, then that would give her a good out. That's where she was, I think. What I ended up saying to her was, the problem is you have changed and your husband has not. I said, admittedly, is he the same man you married? And she said, yes. I said, so it's you who has changed. You are no longer satisfied with who he is. I said, and that's been really, really unfair to him. And so I did not give her an answer whether he was going to change or not. So basically, I gave her money back, to be quite frank with you, because it just felt so wrong. So when you have big life decisions, I would urge you instead to go to a counselor or a life coach, because honestly, you don't want to go to someone who you've known for 5 minutes and to ask them big life decisions like that. I mean, honestly, I'd never seen this girl in my life and she wanted me to make a decision whether she should stay with her marriage. Like, what? Wow. I mean, I've had several breakups in relationships and it was always a massive decision to break that relationship up, and nothing that a psychic would have said would have made that decision any easier, to be quite frank with you. Okay, so that's that. Now, I have heard of a lot of people who are very desperately trying to have a baby. And so they will go to a psychic and say, oh, am I going to have any children? If so, how many? Honestly, you know, I think that some psychics will say what you want to hear. You're going to have 3 beautiful children. I cannot count the amount of people who have come to me in desperation because they've been to X amount of psychics who have told them they're going to have babies, and they've decided that they're going to ask me because I do have a good reputation if any of these people are correct. And I'm just saying, well, it's not. First off, the worst thing you can do is ask another medium or psychic about a different medium or psychic predictions, because they're not there. They don't know that psychic and what she was picking up on, okay? So I would avoid that too. I actually know that there's some psychics who make a living out of predicting babies, but they're not that bloody good. I honestly, I just, It's just my thought that they sometimes you will go to a psychic and they will be well-meaning and tell you what you want to hear. So that is why I say to you, if you are having big life problems, such as trying to conceive and trying to get your head wrapped around the fact that it's not happening as quickly as you need to or you want it to, then maybe it's time to go and have a counselor so you can sort out your emotions. Because believe it or not, sometimes being too stressed about trying to get pregnant can actually prevent the pregnancy, from what I can gather. So if you can go to someone to help calm you down a little bit, maybe that will help better than going to a psychic who's going to hold you in a false promise. Okay, so that and you know, the amount of times people will pop a little question on Facebook or TikTok for me, will my house sell this week? It's like, what? Will my house sell? Look, I'm not even interested if their house sells. I'll be quite frank with you. Your house will sell when and if it sells. Going to a psychic and paying them money will not make it sell any faster. They may or may not be correct. Yes, it will sell. No, it won't sell. It's a yes-no answer, really, isn't it? So I don't understand why people go to psychics for that. I just don't. I don't. I do not understand why people go to psychics with these major life decisions that they need to make. And not that if my house going to sell, a major life decision, but you know, the amount of people who go to psychics for that is incredible. Now, a lot of people also go to psychics about work and stuff like that. And same deal. So my whole thing is if you go to a psychic and it's just a bit of a lark, you're going for a bit of fun, you might be at the market, you see a psychic, oh, why not? Oh, I'm going to go and have my cards read. And I think it's absolutely fun to have your cards read, but try not to take it all too seriously. And even if you go for fun, the amount of people who go for fun and then end up taking it seriously is amazing. So if you're going to go for a bit of fun, make it fun. Don't do it because you are hedging your life on whatever this psychic says, okay? It's just so important that you understand this. If you have problems with your life, go to a counsellor or a life coach. If you are having trouble getting a job or something, go to a life coach. They will help you. If you are having trouble with relationships, go to a marriage counsellor. They will help you. If you are having trouble with your house and you want to sell it, go to a different real estate. I mean, there's so many other options you can use rather than going to a psychic and parting with your hard-earned cash just to get a stranger's opinion, okay? So when the memory – so I did start with a different way about how to heal and why I put in all the psychic stuff is a lot of people go to psychics and think that's going to heal them, and it's not really going to heal them. Now let's talk about the mediumship aspect of psychic work. Unfortunately, there are not many true psychics, true mediums out there in my professional opinion. I'm talking about Australia, of course. I know that there's some. I don't know any, so there's no sense asking me. The reason that I did give up readings was because I was at the point that if I did one more day of readings, I thought I might pull my hair out and just scream. And I still feel that way. I am not ready to take that on again. It's a massive responsibility, and I've been doing it for 22 years solid. And sometimes, anybody who works in any field where people's emotions are raw in your face, such as nursing, such as what I do, such all different things, you really do need a break from it. And I certainly do need a break from the raw grief of private readings, okay? Shows are different. There's a festive activity about shows that doesn't make it so deep and dark. Spirits tend to show off a little bit and be a little bit more, looser in shows. But in private readings, the expectation of the client can sometimes override the ability of the spirit to bring through all the information they want. Some clients actually want specific things. What was the word my mother and I were going to say, you know? And that can be very demanding on a medium because all we do is receive messages, Okay, that's what mediums do. We receive messages from your loved one, or validations actually. And the stuff we get should be validated by you. Okay, so we say we got a dad in the spirit who died of cancer. His name's John. Yes, yes, yes. No, my dad's name wasn't John, but my uncle was named John. Okay, did your uncle pass with cancer as well? Yes, he did. Okay, you see, that is how it works. It works like that. All right? And sometimes some people have very specific things that they want to hear. Some people are very blocked. Unfortunately for me, some people would also come in groups of three for readings, and they would bring the skeptic mother who would destroy the whole reading. It devastated me, because every time you've got a really bad skeptic there who refuses to be a part of it, it's like having a great big block in front of the spirit. And that happened to me more times than I can count through since COVID. It was very deflating, because I knew damn well that spirit would come through if the skeptic wasn't in the room. But the skeptic at times can really, really block a reading. So that was why I gave up readings. 22 years of being in service is a long time for any job. And with the emotional toll that I have had to basically inhale over the 22 years, it's time for me to have a little rest and just go festive with the shows. But now, when you are looking for a medium, these are the things that I want you to look out for. I don't know any, as I said. Okay. So look out for mediums who do not ask you. They should not ask you any questions at all. This is full stop. The only information you should give them is your first name and your phone number for contact. Now, some booking apps have, you know, a lot of the details they have, like they want you address. Some booking apps for booking readings do. My rule of thumb, and what I used to say, was I do not need your address. A first name will do, and a telephone number I can contact you, because I wanted my clients to be 1,000,000% sure that I did not have any extra information. And because I don't, it's not like anybody searches that stuff. Well, I don't do that, and I never did. But I really wanted to have the clients having that security of just saying your name and a phone number to contact you, or an email to contact you on. Okay, so when you're looking for a medium, you look for the medium who doesn't want any information except your first name and your phone number. Rule of thumb, number one rule. There's no other rule you should go by. As I said, they have a booking form. Leave the address out. Leave any relative details out. If you do go to a booking form, they want to know who you're looking for, what their name is and all that, just delete, get out, find someone else, okay? Or you can come to one of my online shows. There are only 48 people in there. It's very personal, and I tend to do more than a quarter of the room. I tend to read about 12 to 15 people in the online shows. And it's very private, because it's just you and me on the screen, and then you go back to the group, okay? So, you know, that is another way to still get a reading off me if you so desire. What other ways, though? What other ways can you heal? I'm just going to go through a few. That's so hard to say. Okay, so when your body's unwell, you go to a doctor, you get medicine and therapy, okay? So what happens when your soul and your heart's unwell because of emotions? Number one, get to know your own body through meditation, dedication, reflection, and at times a little counselling, as I've said before. So this is a time when your soul is sore to really start to learn about your soul. And death is usually a great place to start to understand that we are indeed mortal, but we do continue on forever, okay? We do exist beyond this physical life. So get to know your soul through meditation, etc. Really stamp into your brain that everyone is going to pass, not just your mum or your brother or your daughter or your son. You too are going to pass. Get that into your brain, and considering that energy cannot be destroyed, the human energy cannot be destroyed, the energy of the soul, you too will continue to exist, okay? You too will continue to exist along with the people you've left before. Now, read a lot of books as well about life. Now, I'm going to mention some authors. You're going to have to write them down, guys. By reading or watching the greats who have written many books, Deepak Chopra, Wayne Dyer, Gary Zukav, Thich Nhat Hanh and more. Learn, and as you may have noticed there, that quite a few of them have the Buddhist philosophies. To me, that's the one that makes the most sense, the Buddhist philosophy, so maybe get into that bit. Feed your soul with their words. Read their books. Learn a little bit more about the way that they see life, because it will certainly help you. Feed your soul with as much information from the masters as you can. Now, regarding meditation, it can be breath work. You can meditate to music, yoga, singing, being in nature, spending time with animals. All of these things will be healing for you. As I said, meditation, breath work, music, anything that you can do to get the breath moving throughout the body. Because what happens is grief does get a bit stuck in there. So anything you can do to move, meditate, dance, sing, anything like that will get that breath and that old energy out. I really particularly feel that when we have a sore soul, to spend time in nature, whether your nature is with animals on a farm or whether it's at a beach, wherever your happy place is, spend time there. But you need to heal yourself. So meditation is a must. Counseling if you need a little help, okay? Take up some singing, take up some music if you can. Spend time with nature. Now, there's one other thing I want to say to you before I finish off today. If you wish to find peace instead of pain when you think of your loved ones, I want you to think about this. If you cherish your loved one and you really, really cherish your loved one, then why do you have, and I know that they're gone and all that, but if they have come onto this earth and they have been here for their length of time, why not let their memory bring you peace instead of pain? Why not hug yourself because you are so lucky? Because when you have a spirit, someone that you love in spirit, and all you can think, every time you think about them, they bring you pain. It means that you are focusing on their death and not their life, okay? It means that you are focusing on the few moments that took their life away. You are not focusing on their life and all of the gifts that they gave you. And they gave you many. You know it and I know it. So instead of focusing on their pain or their death, cherish your people. Do not debase them by saying to yourself, every time I think of them, I get pain. They don't want to be the source of your pain. They would like to be the source of your pleasure and your pride, and they would like you to be proud of them. They would like their memory to bring you peace. Okay? So I hope that this weird little upload I've done has helped. Be careful out there when you're looking for psychics and make sure you're going for the right reason. But until next week, you take care. And as usual, I am accepting as many requests as I can get. I do have another one I'm going to do next week that I got last week. But anyway, but for now, you all take care. Thank you so much.
She talks to angels. Oops, angels. You'll come back now.